very important puzzler. She's a stand-up comic, co-creator of The Daily Show, Air America, and author of the very funny book, Liz Free or Die. Liz Winstead, welcome to Ask Me Another.
I'm so excited to be here.
You co-created The Daily Show, your dream job, but you did not actually pitch the show. It came to you.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, The Daily Show kind of happened for me about 4 years before The Daily Show actually really happened. I was living in New York, and a friend of mine said, hey, I met a guy that might be great for you. Do you want to go on a blind date? And so I'm from Minnesota, so it's like, oh, I can't really say no. So yeah, sure, whatever. Does he have a record? Okay. Is he on any watch lists, or can he move into any neighborhood? That's okay. We can just have him. The La Dolce Vita was playing on the big screen in New York at an art house, and I'd never seen it on the big screen. So I'm like, do you want to go see La Dolce Vita? And he goes, well, isn't that in black and white? So he's falling asleep through the movie and then rubbing his satin jacket up and down against me as he's falling asleep in his chair, and then he's hitting me with the brim of his hat as he wakes up. And then I got so annoyed that I took my greasy popcorn hand and I purposely pushed him away and got his satin jacket all stainy. And I know, I felt joy for 5 seconds and then I felt that. And I was like, oh God, I'm from Minnesota, so what do I do after the movie? You wanna go have a drink? Because I felt really bad. So he goes, okay, I know a sports bar down the street. And I go, okay, well, thank God it's winter in 1991 because the Yankees won't be on the TV. What was on the TV, it was the first night of the first Gulf War. And the entire bar was gathered on this TV and watching. And it was the first time a war had absolutely sort of started in the living room of America. And it was, CNN was the only cable channel at the time. You know, all of a sudden there was theme songs and there was graphics and there was like those green lights and all these hot people were on the top of like hotel rooms reporting the war. And I thought to myself as I watched this, are they reporting on a war or trying to sell me a war? And at that point, Johnny Yankees goes, this is so awesome. Oh. If there was ever a calling or an epiphany or when people say they found God or whatever, it was like, I need to talk about how the media shapes things. I've never paid attention to this before, and now I'm gonna all the time. And then that's what I did. And my comedy act went from, you know, like straight observational material to really observing the media. And I took a little side job working on Jon Stewart's syndicated show. And when that got canceled, our bosses took the job at Comedy Central, and they called Madeline Smithberg, who was the executive producer of the Jon Stewart show, and they said, do you guys want to develop this show? Madeline kind of had the chops, the producer chops, and I was kind of this flailing weirdo who had only produced that show. And I was like, sure we do. And she's like, you don't know anything. And I'm like, I know, but what I know is this is a show we need to do. And the one thing I said to the network was, the media itself should be a character.
Right.
You know, so let's do it where instead of like SNL's Weekend Update or something, we do a show where it looks like the news, but it's a comedy show and we operate it like a news organization.
You grew up in Minnesota. We're both from big families, by
yes.
the way. I'm youngest of six. You're
youngest of five.
Were you also considered the mistake, by the way?
Oh, by God. Here's the deal. By 6 years. So it's like I'm the youngest of five uh-huh. and then there's Catholic family and then there's like a 6 year gap. We don't know what happened for those 6 years. Like were my parents not having sex? I don't know. It's like questionable. I was either supposed to not be or supposed to be a boy, because I'm four girls and a boy in my family. Yeah, and constant disappointment
yeah. so,
to my poor mother.
I always like finding out if our VIPs came from game playing families.
Oh my God!
Yeah, family is an exception. It's like you created your own games.
Yes, the game that I did invent, which I'm very proud of, and you are all going to love this and play it at your parties, and I would like you to tweet and Facebook about it. It's called the Lifetime Game. And you go to the Lifetime...
You cry during this game, I think.
I do. Yeah. You go to the Lifetime Television website. Already, it's awesome. And you go to Movies A to Z. And then somebody reads... Oh, yeah. Somebody reads the description of the movie. And then it's like categories where then you write the title of the movie. And it's hilarity beyond.
We call you a word nerd so far in the show, but you love making up your own words. In Liz Free or Die, there's
yes.
all kinds of made-up words. And I would like you to offer some of their definitions for
okay.
fun. Distrain.
Distrain is when you desperately try to mask your disdain for someone who is ridiculous. So it's dismissive and disdain combined into disdrain.
It's like every day. I need, yes. That's like a Subway word. Pacum?
Pacum. We've all done this. Have you ever gone on a trip and you're a mess? And so you get on your trip and you realize you've packed 4 pairs of Tevas and a bathrobe and no underwear. So pacum is when you pack in an emotional vacuum where you should ask for some assistance to help you because you will find yourself at a wedding without a bra or anything, but you'll have some sneakers and a yoga mat.
Yes. So we've written our own game, Mashing Up Words, and I was wondering, since you are the expert, if you might like to help me lead it.
Why, yes. I always love to lead a game.
Thank you so much. Big hand for Liz Winstead, everybody.
Thanks.